Worship First podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
Above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
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 I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Halle.
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 Hallelujah.
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 Please join us for a word of prayer.
God, we come before You this morning with our hallelujah, because You deserve it, because You're worthy, God, because You're God and God alone, because there's no other God that could have brought us from 2021 to 2022. You are the only true and wise God. And so we bow before You this morning. We humble ourselves before You this morning, saying hallelujah, giving You the highest praise, oh God, because You deserve it, because You deserve it. One songwriter says, we worship You till all the other names fade away. There's nothing, Lord God, that we name before You. We worship nothing. Not our jobs, not our homes, not our family, not our wisdom, not our money, not our nothing. We put nothing before You this day. We praise You until all the other names fade away. God, we humble ourselves at Your throne on this first Sunday of the year, God, praising You in advance for all that we know You will do. God, we can look back. We can look back over Your track record, what You've done this year, this month, this week. You got a track record, God, of being faithful. You got a track record of blessing us. You got a track record of standing by us even when we don't stand by You. God, it is your way to be generous, to be kind, to be compassionate. And we expect more of the same in 2022. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are and how you are. Thank you that for being a God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We reverence your name, oh God. We reverence your name, oh God. The psalmist says if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. But with this one mouth we have, God, we'll say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for a new day, oh God. Thank you for a new year, oh God. Thank you for the opportunity to be a new us, oh God. Show us how you would have us to look more and more like you, to love more and more like you this year. God, we pray for all of those that are grieving, even at the start of a new thing, even on the threshold of possibility and joy of a new year, those that are holding any kind of pain, oh God, we pray for them. God, we pray for your healing for all those who stand in need this day. God, we pray for miracles, signs, and wonders for all those that are yet holding on for whatever it is you promised, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for being God. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be your people. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son as the light of this world. Help us, God, to walk in the light, the beautiful light of Christ. It's in his holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399 8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
When there was no way. probably knew that. Lord, I'm grateful to you. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. Lord, I'm grateful to you. You made a way when there was no way. Lord, I'm grateful. You opened doors that was closed in my face. Lord, I'm grateful to you. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. Lord, I'm
The Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Now let's join Reverend Eleanor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
So hear these words from Matthew, the second chapter. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written." Verse 7. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Awesome God, we thank you for your gifts to us. We thank you for your gift in your son Christ. We thank you for lighting up this dark world. Lord God, use this message to help us see your light this day and help us understand how you would have us to be light in your world. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our topic today is 2022, the year of open hearts and open treasures. So listen for God's word, how God would have you open your heart, open your treasures to share with the world. Friends, Oprah would call it an aha moment. And the writer of the last book of the Bible would call it a revelation. This morning, we call it an epiphany. Church, there are all kinds of epiphanies. Some young person might have had the epiphany, ooh, I could have used a coat today, not just a hoodie. My mama told me, but a hoodie is fine. In our family, we had an epiphany yesterday. We didn't make enough greens. That was a revelation. That was a new thing in our home, a shocking revelation for the first time, not having enough greens. Other revelations, of course, can be more serious. This is not the job for me. I can't do this anymore. Or this is the job for me. I finally found my purpose and what I'm meant to do. All those can be epiphanies, realizations, revelations that change your life. And today it's natural to be thinking about change at this first Sunday of the year. But on this first Sunday of the new year, we're not going to talk about resolutions, things that we want to do differently. But we're talking about revelations, things that make you different, make us entirely different people. There are all sorts of epiphanies, but this text would tell us that there is nothing more life-changing than an encounter with Emmanuel, God with us, an encounter with Jesus who came for the sole purpose of saving us. There's nothing more life-changing than a realization and revelation about how the living word might empower you, how the living water could refresh you, how the bread of heaven that we just sang about might fill and sustain you. And so today we celebrate Epiphany of the Lord Sunday. It officially marks the 12th day after Christmas. Now we all know that song, full of presents and gifts that none of us want, right? I don't. Turtle doves, a partridge in a pear tree. But that 12th day celebrates the one who was born to set us free. Epiphany marks the day when the wise men finally laid eyes on the Savior after having been guided by the star. And I can't help but wonder on this Epiphany Sunday how we will allow our encounter with the light of the world to change our world. How will we allow our coming to know Christ to rearrange our plans and priorities for this new year? What you talking about, Pastor? It's a new year, but I ain't trying to do nothing different. Well, my bad. I'm saying once you walk in the light, you cannot return to the darkness. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that all the darkness has disappeared, but seeing the light makes a difference in how we move. Amen. Maybe you have awakened in the middle of the night and been terrorized by that little glare off your cell phone. It's not much light, but it's just enough. That glow of the alarm clock is just enough. It's still dark in the room, but now that you've seen the light, you can't go back to sleep. Maybe someone that you're in relationship with on your job, in your home, I don't know. Maybe someone has shown you who they really are, and it's time to believe them, as Mother Maya Angelou would say. Once we've seen the light, we have to act accordingly. But I stop by to tell you that seeing the light doesn't always make the darkness disappear. It can help us move differently. The prophet Isaiah says it this way in chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness covers the people, Isaiah says. But the Lord rises upon you. His glory, his light appears over you. Isaiah reminds us that even in a new year, some of the darkness, some of the chaos of last year are still lingering. It's a new year, but COVID is still here. It's a new year, but Omicron is inviting everybody to the picnic. It's a new year, and your kids are still acting like your kids. It's the new year. The same bills are coming. It's the new year, and the same coworkers are going to be cutting up when you go back next week. I wonder, even amid the world's chaos and crazy, can you see the glory of the Lord rising? Can you see the light? And if you can, I wonder, what does it look like for the light to shine on you this year, in you this year, for the light to shine through you this year? Whose life will you bless? What difference will you make? How will your everyday walk and talk cast light instead of throwing shade on someone else's walk? Even amid the chaos and crazy, how will your 2022 be improved by the light that has come? And before we go too far, it's important to clarify that the light of the world indeed has come. No matter how crazy the world still looks, so it's important to ask, have you seen the light? Friends, it might not be a bright star that guided you to the Christ child this year. It might have been a neighbor, it may have been a church member, an old one or a young one, because something about those kids talking about Jesus's joy and peace that passes all understanding and all that kind of stuff just reminds me of the simplicity of God's message, what God wants me to know about their love. So it could have been hearing a song or listening to a speech that led you right to the feet of the Christ child. It might be the peace or the calm assurance you feel when you are praying. And here's the thing. Once you've seen the light, you have to walk in it. You have to walk in it. The wise men were not just guided to Christ, they were also guided from Christ. The light led them in a particular way when they left. Friends, being led to Christ is important, but even more important is what you do after you have encountered the newborn king. Matthew 2 says, when they encountered the baby and mother, they came in the house, they bowed down, they worshiped, and then they opened their treasures and gave him their gifts. The text doesn't say they came to worship to get filled up and what they needed for the week, although I'm sure that happened too. The text doesn't say that they had planned to give him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but they decided to hold back a little of the gold and just a tiny bit of myrrh in case of emergency, maybe for a rainy day. It doesn't say that they heard about the baby, they saw the star, and just decided to kneel where they were right at home and worship him there, because you know this was their only day off. They was too tired to make a long trip like that. The text doesn't say that. The Bible says they entered the house, bowed down, worshiped, gave their gifts. Friends, I hear the Lord saying that 2022 is the year of open hearts worshiping and of open treasures serving, giving to God and the world. Friends, an open heart will allow you to say amen or lift your hands as the choir leads you in worship, because they're leading you. They didn't come to sing to you or for you or on behalf of you or to please you. They came to lead you in the worship of your God. So an open heart will allow you to say amen and join right on into that praise. An open heart will push you to your feet, and you won't worry about who's beside you or behind you, because you know that you're not blocking anybody's view, because their eyes are fixed on the Lord. An open heart will allow you to focus less on the darkness, the chaos, the crazy of the world, because you're in the presence of the light of the world. An open heart compels you, makes you open your treasure. Only an open heart is positioned to open up its treasure. And anybody who's ever loved anybody ought to understand that. Parents, children, siblings, couples, an open heart strengthens you to go the extra mile for those you love. Now, I know this is going to sound silly, but your pastor used to have a love affair with powdered donuts. Truth be told, I still do, and I think it's rude how they rearranged the H-E-B, and now you're just trying to get raisins, and right behind you is powdered donuts. You used to have to go all the way to the snack aisle to be tempted like that, but now you can't get your raisins and be reminded of your old love. So I used to have a love affair with powdered donuts, and one day my niece tested that love, and to be clear, I love donuts longer than I love my niece, because I've been on them donuts since I was a kid, right? And they only been here so many years. So one day she tested that love by asking me for my last powdered donut. You know what? I'd rather let you have the first bite. You can get into my food first. I'd rather let you have the first bite or any of the bites in the middle, but my last bite. And so in that moment, I knew that I loved her, not because I had rocked her and walked her so that her mama could take little 2-minute naps. I didn't know maybe that I loved her when I was in the middle of the night making bottles with my eyes closed. I knew I for real loved her when I gave her my last powdered donut. And I gave it to her freely. It wasn't even a, here, girl, take it. Because you know we will give like that. Here, take it. I gave it to her freely. I'm going to tell y'all, it's a good thing for you, lucky for you, that your God ain't like your pastor. Amen. God loves differently. God looks at and measures our love differently. God knows we love God when we give God our first. Amen. When we give to God freely. Amen. When we don't give to God with a hear God attitude. Because truth be told, sometimes we come to church with a hear God. Sometimes we show up at church meetings with a hear God attitude. Sometimes we serving and volunteering, giving to people with a, hear God, my Lord. So God says, I know you love me when you can give to me first, when you can give to me freely. And in this year of open hearts and open treasures, I believe we could vow, we should vow to show our love by giving to God first. What does that look like? Giving God the first part of our day, whispering a little prayer, reading a little devotion before we get swept away by TikTok. Lord, because where does the time go on TikTok? Giving God the first of our week by being in worship, giving God the first consideration in every decision by going to God in prayer. Not just asking God to bless the path we walk, but asking God to bless us to walk the path God has blessed for us. Not just bless what I'm doing, but help me to do what you want me to do. That takes prayer to be in that kind of place. Can we give God the first portion of our income by tithing? Can we give God the first portion of our time by serving, doing ministry, by committing even at the beginning of the month to know what you're going to do that month to impact somebody else? Friends, that's what it would be like to encounter Christ and be impacted like the Magi in the text. That's what it looks like to leave this place with a changed heart, an open heart that's ready to travel God's new route when it comes to our discipleship. And I know somebody's thinking that the route they're on is just fine. Amen. If it is, God may desire to reroute you in a way that brings others along with you for the journey. God may be calling you to mentor someone, to step up in leadership, to serve more so that you could encounter more people who need to hear, who need to see the light of God in you. But for most of us, truth be told, there are some adjustments we could make in how we worship, how we serve, how we lead, how we give. And friends, it all starts with worship. And to be clear, worship is not the same thing as coming to church, okay? It is possible to worship anywhere without ever setting foot in a sanctuary, and it's possible to come to church and never enter a spirit of worship. It's possible to come in here to enjoy the show, quote unquote, to come and converse with folks you haven't seen all week and never pause to listen for the voice of God. It's possible to come to church and never open your heart. Friends, this year, as we seek God's vision, don't forget to ask God what God thinks about your worship. Does God miss seeing you among the body of believers on those Sundays you sleep in? Does God wish you were more engaged instead of running in and running out with the quickness? Does God want to see the gifts you have that folks don't even know you have use for God's glory? Church, if we're not offering God our gifts, it's possible that we haven't truly had an epiphany. Amen. What you mean, Pastor? I'm gonna clear it up because somebody's gonna hear gifts is just money. It is money, to be clear, but it's so much more than that. It is finances. It is your faith that we're talking about, because when you've had the life-changing realization and revelation that God will provide, when you know that God is able, when you understand for real, that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, when you get that in your spirit, like the psalmist who said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. When you know all of that, you will travel by a more generous route. Like those wise men, you will trust God with that 10%. I'm done. It was quick, like a little booster shot. It's over. But friends, our finances are not the only gifts we have to offer. So I'm asking, what will you do for the kingdom in 2022? How can you serve in this season? It's my sixth year in ministry here. And I'm stunned when I hear folks tell me that they are still praying about how God would have them to serve. People been saying that since like day three. I stopped by to tell you there comes a time to get up off your knees and stop wearying him, as one of my older cousins used to say. Say amen already. Stop pretending that you didn't hear God say what God said for you to do. There comes a time to do what God said. Friends, epiphanies elicit action. And so when we encounter the Christ who says, follow me, we got to make some moves. We don't get to follow and stay stuck in our ways. We don't get to follow and keep our eyes and hearts closed to the needs of the world. We don't get to say that we're following him and then be stopped in our tracks by fear every move we try to make. As we seek God's vision for 2022, let's remember to ask God what God thinks about how we're following. Are we keeping up or are we slowing God down? Are we speeding ahead of the Lord and getting off track sometimes? Are we sticking to God's plan or are we improvising, doing what seems right in our own eyes? A true epiphany elicits action. It calls forth, it demands a response. We don't get to follow and stay stuck. Let me put it to you like this. Who all has an iPhone? Oh, nobody? The whole congregation is Team Samsung? That's a real question. Who has an iPhone? Okay, because I don't know. Thank you. I don't know how Samsung does. But I know that iPhone tries to update the phone like every month, it seems like. And then some of the apps got something new every 2-3 days. I swear I just updated Messenger. So we are constantly getting upgrades on our technology. Friends, I believe God is constantly upgrading our spiritual routing system too. And we need to know that we are not the only children of God who ever get rerouted, who ever get told to change. The Israelites got their reroute revelation in Deuteronomy 2. God said, you've walked around this hill country long enough. You've been on this mountain long enough. Now turn north. After season after season upon season of doubting the Lord, wandering in disobedience, fighting among themselves, questioning Moses' leadership, worrying that there wasn't even really no promised land, God said, now that's enough. It's a new season. It's a new day. You've been walking the way you want to walk long enough. Now turn north. Church, I wonder what north is for you. I wonder what north is for us as a church. When God looks at us, what are the things that make God say, well done? And what are the things that make God say, I'm done. That's enough. Go north. Friends, when we get that message to be done with that, be on your way, don't go back. My prayer is that we just do it. Proverbs says it to us this way. A fool that returns to its folly is like a dog that goes back to its vomit. I know that's nasty, but it's clear, right? And it's the word of God. Don't go back. Friends, let's not be foolish in 2022. Let's seek God's wisdom this year. Let's be open for a spiritual upgrade and consult the Lord for our new route for 2022. The Matthew text says that the Magi consulted God. They were warned about Herod in a dream, so they went back by a different route. Friends, sometimes God speaks in the quiet of a dream. Sometimes it's in the crazy of our day to day. Sometimes it's through those that are around us. I wonder what voices we'll need to listen to more closely and what Herods we'll have to tune out in order to really hear from the Lord. Because some folks are smart, but they still don't need to be in your ear. Some people can quote scripture all day, but they may not need to be in your ear because God wants you to read and study and learn some word for yourself. Yeah. Knowledge alone, this text proves to us, is not equal to an epiphany. Herod had the same knowledge that they had, but he didn't have the spirit of worship. It all starts with worship. Friends, we all have some kings and things that try to stand in the way of our worship. We all have some stuff from the past that's trying to rule our present. And God says, you've been walking this way long enough. It's time to go north. It's time to move forward. We all have some things that we mourn, that we grieve for, some unmet desires that try to maybe derail our discipleship. And God is saying today, how long will you look back? Let's go. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming your way. Now, truth be told, Sometimes the revelation of God's route takes time. Like, have you ever been sitting in your car waiting for the GPS to pull up the directions to wherever you're going, and it's taking its time? You finally ready, you probably running late, you kind of know where you're going, but don't quite know how to get there. This is us waiting on God to give us our route, waiting for God to give us our instructions, our path for the year. I'm learning that Epiphany takes the time that it takes. It takes the time that it takes. For the Magi, it was in an instant they saw the light and were changed. For the children of Israel, it was 40 years. It takes the time that it takes. I wonder what our testimony will be. When will we see the light that changes our walk, our talk, our witness? Friends, hear these words from theologian Howard Thurman. It is his prayer for the new year. And this little excerpt especially called out for me this Epiphany Sunday. He says, "This year in seeking the light, I shall again and again find myself walking in the darkness." He echoes Isaiah's understanding. The light of the world is here and the world is still dark and crazy. In seeking the light, I shall again and again find myself walking in the darkness. I shall mistake my light for your light, and I shall drink from the responsibility of the choice I make. Sometimes, friends, we mistake our light for God's light, and there is zero evidence that we've had an epiphany. There is zero evidence that we've ever encountered Christ. There's no evidence that we've seen the light. Epiphanies call for action. So what will you do in 2022? Or as Rose said, there's more to do in 2022. What treasures will you present to the Lord this year? What gifts will you share with God and neighbor? Because we've said before, giving to God is easy, but sometimes neighbors, that's harder. What treasures will you share with God and neighbor? What will be the evidence that our hearts are open, the evidence that our treasures are open, that our worship is real? 2022 is the year of open hearts and open treasures. We have walked our way long enough, and today is the day that we consult God about the path, just like those wise men. Today is the day that we turn and take a different route. Today can be the day that we seek God's vision and allow that spiritual upgrade to kick into gear so that we might truly have open hearts and open treasures this year. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.